Do you want to move out?
Okay, no, let's try it. Go anyway. Oh, we're live now. Anyway, I'm sitting here with Feroz, and we've just been to Abigail's party, or rather, we've had the whole Abigail's party experience with a dinner, which included 70s food, such as prawn cocktail.
I had the prawn cocktail, and then I had the chicken Kiev, which I think you had too.
I had the chicken Kiev. I had the minestrone soup. But, you know, I must say the joke's probably on us, actually, isn't it, for paying to actually eat what was essentially something you could get from the Tesco.
Well, yeah, and there was it was followed by a chocolate fondue, which
oh, right. You had that, I didn't.
Which would have worked better as a cheese fondue if it was more 70s. But I mean, what would have finished it off was a chilled bottle of Beaujolais.
But we had the Italian red instead,
And that was but for 70,
not chilled.
But it was for what, 17, 18 pounds for three courses.
It was a bargain. Yeah, although I still think the joke's on us. But you know, the play is great. How did you find it? You've as an Abigail's party fanatic who could probably quote scenes.
I could quote scenes and. Yeah,
because you've lived Abigail's party.
I have lived Beverly, actually. I channel Beverly, and I wanted to get there with my tits out and dance a Demis Roussos.
Yeah, we've seen your profile picture on Grindr.
Thanks very much.
anyway, I digress.
But Jill Halfpenny was. I thought she was very much in the mold of Alison Steadman.
Yes.
And the rest of the cast. It was a superb production, down to the set, which was.
I love the set, actually.
Yeah.
And we were commenting actually before the second half started was that the how do they call it in this country? The electrical sockets. We call them PowerPoints in Australia.
The plug sockets.
Yeah.
We're right down to 70s.
The recessed switch within the plug socket was period.
But I'm not a fan of, what was it, Estee Lauder Youth?
Oh, yes, we had, where we were sitting in the front row, we actually were wearing Estee Lauder by the end of the scene.
And if we haven't got, we've all got cancer now through passive smoking, because I think I counted 14 top-ups.
I know, I'm ready to light up a cigarette myself.
And I'm desperate to have one now. Yeah. So, wonderful show.
Yes, and, we can only hope that it's sold out, hasn't it?
It's sold out for the run, and we can only hope for a transfer.
Yes, well, I think that's enough now. We'll go for a cigarette.